and the passion of our Lord is his ultimate lesson in the way by which you experience this wholeness through the obedience of faith. And this is the essence of your Christian experience. As we practice the obedience of faith, we rejoice in the freedom from mere legalistic obedience. We rejoice that we are free from the terrible burden of oughtness. When God invites us to rejoice in the freedom that comes with the obedience of faith, he is not advocating that we do whatever we want to do. Rather, he is saying, the way of life I have revealed to you in Jesus is the way of fulfillment for your life. I promise you that. It is for you now either to freely dedicate yourself to my way of life or to some other way, he says. And when we choose freely for God's way, we are saying, Lord, I will freely obey because I have faith in your love for me. I believe in your promise. Once we have done this, we can move into the discipline of the Christian life, not in a heavy, oughtness kind of way, but in freedom. In the story of Christ's Passion, the Gospel writers give us the supreme example of what the obedience of faith really means. Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane. He is agonizing over what lies ahead of him. My soul is very sorrowful, even unto death, he says to the disciples present. Then he prays, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. And in the events that follow, we see Jesus freely carrying out the Father's plan for our redemption. As it was with Jesus, so it is with us. Through the obedience of faith, we willingly, freely give our lives to God and to each other. Love the Father as I have loved him, even to the point of death, Jesus is saying. And love one another as I have loved you. Thus, Jesus is asking us to demonstrate the depth of our faith obedience by calling us into his ministry of servanthood. An airline executive was talking about how very difficult it is to recruit and train people for that industry. He said, service is the only thing really that we have to sell, but it is the toughest to teach. Nowadays, no one wants to be thought of as a servant. Dear friends, if the executive is right, then this presents us with a serious problem. The Gospels make it perfectly clear that Jesus intended for each one of his followers to be precisely that, a servant. Moreover, one of the most striking things about the gospel is that Jesus Christ, our Lord, described himself as servant. In the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah speaks of the servant of the Lord who will mediate God's presence to the world. The servant will be misunderstood. He will be rejected. He will be killed. These references are known as the suffering servant passages. And of all the Old Testament images, Jesus could have chosen to apply to himself, he took these passages. The disciples found this impossible to accept at first. In John's account of the Last Supper, Jesus symbolizes his servanthood by stooping to wash the disciples' feet. In those days, the task of a slave. And when he comes to Peter, he says, "What I am doing, you don't know now. But afterward, you will understand." Peter replies, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answers, "If I do not wash you, you have no part in me." It was only after Jesus' death that the disciples really began to understand Jesus' ministry of service. And Paul gets to the heart of the matter in his letter to Philippians. He says, "Your attitude must be that of Christ." Dear friends, though he was in the form of God, he did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at, we have heard in today's second reading. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him, so that at Jesus' name, every knee must bend and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is the Lord. Jesus took on the form of a servant freely. Jesus emptied himself freely. Jesus humbled himself freely. In the obedience of faith, Jesus freely accepted even death on a cross. Jesus Christ is Lord. Why do we postpone the translation of this incredible good news into our daily lives? Perhaps this is the moment to respond to it in faith obedience. Perhaps this is the moment to begin changing our whole way of life, the things we believe about ourselves, the things we believe about other people, the way we treat ourselves, the way we treat other people. Perhaps this is the moment to follow Jesus' example by willingly and freely taking on the form of a servant. Dear friends, a newspaper reporter had been assigned to do a story on an unusual inner city church project. A young doctor, in gratitude to God, had decided to give 2 years of his life ministering to the people in need. With the church's help, he established a health clinic in the inner city. The volunteer staff included 2 nurses who had decided to join the doctors in his ministry of service. The reporter doing the story was in the clinic one night when a man was wheeled in on a stretcher. The man was a skid row alcoholic. He was dirty and his body gave off an unbearable stench. The man had suffered a very serious leg injury which had gone untreated, and the infection contributed to the terrible smell. One of the nurses immediately knelt beside the stretcher. She began cleaning the man's wound, getting him ready for the doctor to examine. The reporter watched the nurse for a few seconds. It was all he could stand. He began to feel sick and he turned away to leave the room. He said to the nurse, I wouldn't do that for $1 million, he said. And the young nurse replied quietly, "Neither would I." not for $1 million, but because we have experienced the living presence of Christ, we have this burning desire through our servant ministry to freely share the presence with the world. In his final statement, Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. For that reason, for his faith obedience to the Father's will, for his unconditional free gift to ourselves and of the world, Jesus Christ is Lord. May God bless us. Amen.